Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene. Whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine, if you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning, and that means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm Brooklyn Green, one of the reporters for the New Mexico Motorsports Report, sitting in for David Swope. We will be talking about automobile and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we will be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsport-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. How's it going today, guys? We got a great show lined up for you. We'll be going over the Unser Racing Museum here with RJ. And then we've got Chris Madrid with the Knights of Columbus Golf Tournament. And then we've got Dominic Ottagon with the RacingExperts.com talking about his White House visit. And then in the fourth segment, we will do the weekly segment called Where's Spencer? All right, so RJ, how's it going?
What's going on, Brooklyn? Not much. Good seeing you.
Yeah, good seeing you. It's been a while. So yes, talk a little bit about what we got going on this week.
Awesome. So on the national side of our racing museum event calendar, for Camping World Trucks last night, actually the 29th, we have the Overton's 225 Chicagoland Speedway.
All right, great race. Watched it last night. I mean, super disappointment for John Hunter Nemechek as he blows up with one to go. But, I mean, awesome win for Brett Moffitt. That just shows you it's not over until it's over. Do not give up until you see you pass that checkered flag. Super awesome race.
Got to finish, of course. They're actually taking next week off, so their next event is actually going to be on a Thursday, July 12th, which is going to be Buckle Up in Your Truck 225.
I like that name. That's a catchy name.
I thought it was fake for a second.
Let me double check that.
No, it was good, though. It was good. Actually, the whole national scene is going to be in Chicago this week. So today we have, for Xfinity races, the Overton's 300 in Chicagoland Speedway, followed right after by, of course, NASCAR, the Monster Energy Series. Sunday, July 1st, it will be the Overton's 400 Chicago Speedway Series.
Nice. Those will all be some good races there at Chicagoland.
Keep it going, of course. For IndyCar, their next event, they're taking off, so it's going to be July 8th, will be the Iowa Speedway at 12 p.m. That's going to be covered by the NBC Sports Network. Also going on national, we have the Formula One racing, which will be on Sunday, the iTime Austrian Grand Prix. In the track, this one I actually pronounced the Red Bull Ring, 7 a.m. on ESPN2.
Crazy names with there.
They've been getting me recently, and I try.
It's always nice when you English.
When you know.
Simple English.
When you know, I guess. No, Formula One's, you know, the fancy. So we got that. So Hot Rods for the NHRA, we have July 6th through the 8th. So it's going to be a whole weekend event. It's going to be their New England Nationals, actually in New Hampshire. So a lot of big stuff coming in the national scene. We got some good local things coming up with Albuquerque Dragway. Yesterday, they actually moved. So it was the Yearwood Street to Strip, which was yesterday, June 29th. Their next events are going to be, of course, next weekend for Friday, July 6th. We have the Firecracker Nationals, which are going to be at 4 p.m., followed by other events leading to the Firecracker Nationals are the Real Outlaw Door Slammers, the Outlaw 8.5 Plus, and Jet Cars and Combo Race. So that's all going to be Friday, July 6th. And by 7, they're going to have the exact same event, but followed by the Jets Car Race, they're going to have the full bracket race coming up. So a lot of great things they have for the 4th of July weekend.
Super busy weekend at ABQ Dragway, guys. Make sure you go out there and support that. Kind of a bummer the 4th of July is on a Wednesday this year. RJ, do you do anything special for the 4th of July?
Other than family barbecues, I mean, I got three nephews running around, so I have to put out fires. But other than that,
illegal
just
fireworks,
good time.
Right?
Okay, that's a little far drive.
Yeah, the 4th of July is pretty much my favorite holiday. I love America.
Done right. No, red, white, and blue looks good on everyone, I'd say.
Oh, yeah. So. All right, what we got going on at Sandia Motor Speedway?
So Sandia Motor Speedway, so we have going on Sunday, July 1st. They have their street bike track day going on. So that's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., so a full day event going with the road course. So it's looking really good out there in Sandia at the moment.
Nice.
It's keeping on two wheels right now. We have the Sandia Motocross and Moriarty. Their next event's going to be July 7th and the 8th, which will be round four of their Moriarty Motocross 2018 race series.
Nice.
So local events are going up. Those are great things going on here in your state of Albuquerque.
Don't say there's nothing to do this weekend, because we've got a full calendar.
We'll find something. If not, well, guess what? 4th of July, there's a lot of prepping you got to do. We have car shows coming up, so big car shows are coming up today. Today, there's the 24th Annual Summer Car Show Series, which will be at the Hooters West Alameda, so right near where we are right now, going from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., open to all makes and models with 25 awards. Now, it does really great because they have drawings and raffles that are supporting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So, all for a great cause. You guys should go out there, enjoy the cars. A little cloudy outside, but, you know, it's time to enjoy some, you know, great car shows. And, of course, our friend Music is by Steve Cruzin at the Oldies.
It's kind of nice to get some clouds out there with this heat we've been having lately. So hot.
Yesterday was perfect.
Yes,
I remember
I
when I first woke up, it was like saying 100 degrees. I'm like, no way. I can't deal with this. But
clouds
came over,
not bad.
Hit the spot. Another event going on, actually down in our friends at Crucis, we have the Main Cruise and Gearhead Show, which is going to be at Marshall's High School Practice Field. So plenty of events going on, even if you're down there. I mean, New Mexico has a ton of car events that you need to show up for. So also Sunday we're going to have on July 1st, it's the World of Custom Wheels second annual car show, which is like a truck and motorcycle show that's going to be held at the Rockin' Brews on Montgomery Boulevard. Mm-hmm. So plenty of cool events. They have live DJs, raffles, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So right during the middle of the day, so your weekend's going to be covered.
All right. You planning on going to any of these, RJ?
I'm actually might be at the, I have friends that work at the Rockin' Brews, so I actually might be there.
Nice. And I definitely recommend going to ABQ Dragway once again. They put on a great show, Street to Strip, and then the July 6th Firecracker Nationals. Always a good show, so be sure to go down there and do that. So that was your Unser Racing Museum. 1776 Montaño, hours 10 to 4, open 7 days a week. So stop by the Unser Racing Museum. Awesome place to do on the weekend with your family. The kids will love it. The Unsers are such a great family here in New Mexico. So, guys, like I said, we've got a lot of great stuff, so stay tuned. We'll be listening to Dominic Aragon and Chris Madrid here after the break. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
This is Darrell Walter, three-time NASCAR champion, and you're listening to David Swope on the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Cheer on the Albuquerque Soul on Saturday, June 30th. The UNM Soccer Complex is the site. 7:30 is the game time. Colorado Rapids U23 is the opponent. Tickets and family memberships are available at abqsoulfc.com. Enjoy the beautiful game with your friends and family. Come out and cheer on the Soul. Tickets available at abqsoulfc.com. Presented by Bosque Brewing, Bios, United Healthcare, U.S. Eagle, and Star Brothers Brewing.
Let's go, Soul!
The Firecracker Nationals are back. The Albuquerque Dragway will host the 2018 Firecracker Nationals, presented by Yearwood Performance, on Friday, July 6th and Saturday, July 7th. Thrilling side-by-side drag racing, real outlaw door slammers, nitro funny cars, and jet cars. Check out the bracket racing with Super Pro, Pro, Sportsman, and Junior Dragsters. Combo two-day passes available for all the action. The 2018 season is really heating up, and the fireworks are not just in the sky, but on the track. ABQDragway.com.
Integrity Automotive is celebrating their 10-year anniversary all month long.
Get huge discounts on all types of vehicles.
Lifted, luxury, and even affordable vehicles.
Starting as low as $5,000.
Time to trade in your vehicle and start rolling in style with Integrity Automotive. Trying to sell your vehicle?
Bring it in and get a quick offer that is good for 7 days, whether you buy from Integrity or not.
They pay the max for your car. Don't miss the huge savings all month long, only at Integrity Automotive. Check out their inventory online
at abqintegrity.com.
Integrity Automotive. Luxury for less. Just south of Cottonwood Mall.
Amistoy Companies is proud to present Modern Wall. Hi, this is Pierre Amistoy. 24 years ago, we were the first New Mexico-based stucco contractor to bring synthetic stucco finish to production housing in the Albuquerque market. We apply the very latest in restucco technology that will enhance your home or business with a modern classic look of beauty and elegance. For a free evaluation, call me at 822-0044. That's 822-0044. Thank you.
Deep into summer at Route 66 every Saturday in June starting the 9th. Two qualifiers every hour from 4 to 9 p.m. with entry multipliers every Tuesday. Deep into summer only at Route 66 Casino Hotel.
Attention! FreshCast Companies is now hiring smiling faces for a ton of positions at the airport, with shifts to fit your schedule. Now hiring for bartenders, cooks, drivers, hosts, managers, and more. Offering a cash sign-on bonus and a long list of benefits. For more information, visit FreshCastCompanies.com or call 884-7484.
Rick Springfield presents Best in Show 2018, All the Hits, live. Also starring Loverboy, with special guest Greg Kinn and Tommy Tutone, August 6th, the Sandia Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at sandiacasino.com or Sandia Box Office. Best in Show 2018, starring Rick Springfield and Loverboy.
It's New Mexico owned and operated Surface Innovations, and they're hitting the market by storm with the absolute best kitchen remodels, bathroom remodels, alternative window replacements by magnetite, and epoxy flooring for that sleek garage floor. Is your home in need of a little TLC? Trust the experts at Surface Innovations, a premier Bath Planet partner. Their promise to you is to get the job done right the first time and beat the competition's pricing. If you're in the market for a remodel, you have to call David and his team at Surface Innovations. Free consultations, 209-7216, 209-7216. They won't let you down.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And of course, we have Brooklyn filling in this morning. She's going to do the Where's Spencer and catch up with him out at the California Speed Weeks, which means that I'm actually out doing something a little bit different. That's right, actually playing in a golf tournament. So this ought to be very interesting. And so joining us this morning is Chris with the Knights of Columbus is putting on this thing. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, I'm doing good. It was a good drive-in.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and that's what's funny is, in New Mexico, every place is really not that far. I mean, you know, an hour. I mean, in L.A., an hour goes three blocks, right?
Right,
you know,
right, exactly.
So it's just kind of silly. But tell us a little bit about the golf tournament that's going on today.
Well, we're having our golf tournament. One of our members was James A. Lopez, and he died from colon cancer.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were sponsoring the tournament in honor of him. He passed away of colon cancer before his 51st birthday.
Wow.
So, and he was a warden out here in with the prisons up at the state level. He also out there at the prisons there in Grants. So,
but talk a little bit about the Knights of Columbus. I mean, you guys are hosting this event. I'm looking forward to the golf course. I was just talking to Robbie, and of course, the city of Grants is a sponsor of our golf tournament coming up with Brian Urlacher. He was telling me it's a pretty nice course when you consider it's in the desert.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you guys, I don't know what you guys are dropping on water out there, but I hear it's pretty good. But talk a little bit on the Knights of Columbus.
Yeah, the golf course that we have out there is actually really nice. You'd be surprised how many Albuquerque players that we have there. They actually make the drive, go out there on a regular basis. But our golf tournament is there to help the community. We help out in so many with the community functions, such as Cope for Kids, with our 4-H shooting sports with the kids, just we just have so many number of things we help out with there. Everything from this tournament, the proceeds is going to towards our community. It's not for actually the Knights of Columbus for themselves. This is actually for, it's a community project. So that's where all the money is going.
Yeah, and so do you have ID'd a couple of specific charities or things?
Exactly. Yeah, Coats for Kids.
Okay.
Primarily, Special Olympics is another big one that we do. Trying to now that the state kind of dropped them and we're trying to make up that. I think it's over $200,000 that we're trying to make up that they lost. So.
Right.
And then, like I said, the 4-H shooting sports. We also help out with the St. Teresa schools. We'll help them out for they're going to be using some of those for tuition for kids so that they can go to their school.
How did you get involved with the Knights of Columbus?
I've been a member since 1990 when I turned 18. So I've been a member since. And basically my father was a member, and when I became 18, I became a member. But I really like it. I actually am retired military.
Yeah.
25 years in the Army.
Thank you for your service.
And thank you. And this kind of gives me, this is what I pretty much do on my off time. I do nothing but charity work now. So I'm always out there hustling, helping, going out, meeting people like
right.
yourselves, and getting sponsorships for our tournaments and stuff like that, and all these other fundraisings that I do.
If somebody wanted to get involved, maybe they can't make it. Of course, you know, tournament's happening today. But they wanted to reach out, you know, make a donation, get involved, even bring some coats, you know, or anything like that. How would they participate, or how would they? Are you on social media? You guys got a website?
We are now just putting up. We're a little behind the time. We're just now getting our. So we got with Dominic Autogo on here,
yeah.
And he's actually helping us set up our Facebook page.
Right.
So that should be up and running by this weekend, and you can look on there. There's also several councils here in Albuquerque that also do the same things. But out in Grants, we actually have we're probably a little bit more challenged. We're a smaller community.
Yeah.
We do have to reach out for others, and we actually have one of the biggest problems with the Coats for Kids and also the Food for Families programs that we do because of the poverty level that we're at.
Right.
And actually, I'm the district deputy with the Knights of Columbus, and I oversee Gallup and Grants.
Uh-huh.
And we give out almost 8,000 to 10,000 coats.
Wow.
And it's kind of hard coming from a small little community to try to raise that money on our own. So we do have to branch out a little bit.
Yo, that's phenomenal. Grants, I mean, I've only got to really know a lot, you know, of Grants with Dominic, but I mean, it's a very, very tight community, and of course a lot of economic impact. I mean, with the change in the mining and everything that's going on, I mean, it's really impacted the community so much so that it's great for people like you to stay and help. Help with that, but I got to ask you. I mean, do you ever get over to Uranium Capital and watch a little bit of racing?
I have not, but I am interested. We actually were talking about that the other day, and we were talking about maybe we should make a car and go out there.
Yes,
and and I actually have a friend, Fred Jaramillo. He has his own drag
yes.
car.
Oh yeah,
and who's also a knight, and he has all his knight emblems on the car and stuff
yeah.
like that. So.
Yeah, I mean, Fred does pretty good out there, but it would be awfully good to see a circle track. I think that would be great because the community really, really responds. And I mean, and what I like about that track too is it's really kind of volunteer-owned and volunteer-driven. I mean,
yeah.
But having run Sandy Motor Speedway, I know what it takes
yeah.
on the other side. And to think all these people do it for the love of the sport.
Right.
And I think that's what happens with smaller communities
and
like
it's a little different, a little dirt track out there. And
right.
And
I'm not sure what you meant by that. You had a little smile in there, like,
yeah.
you know, those dirt track guys. But, I mean, they as a matter of fact, when it comes to veterans, you know, they always support that. I mean, the Mittens Warriors, I mean, different things events that they had, had out there. But, I mean, do you follow NASCAR? I mean, if you don't, that's okay. My wife doesn't either.
Well, I actually was able to be a photographer out at Vegas. this past year with Dominic out there.
Are you going to be able to out there? Are you going to be able to talk about it, or is it what's
sure,
what
sure.
happens in Vegas stays in Vegas?
Oh, it's fine. It's well, yeah, we didn't corrupt the town too much.
That's good. That's good.
They actually did a lot of work out there. Actually, it was fun to get that perspective. Of
yeah.
behind the scenes and actually going out. I actually flooded Dominic with a lot of photos.
Good.
He's like, I need pictures, and I said, well, I got him pictures.
Yeah.
And I think he's still using some of the photos now.
Yeah.
But it was very interesting to see that the photo I took actually got picked up and was picked up by ESPN and other places. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm just a vet from, you know, Grants, New Mexico.
What was your thought about that level of access? I mean, to be like right there. I mean, because, you know, NFL, you know, I mean, you can't be like, you know, right there where the guy's sweating on you or
right.
whatever. But I mean, and you didn't get into any trouble with Chad Knauss, did you? I mean, you didn't
no.
lean on the spoiler or anything.
No.
Because I did that. And then, you know, as a matter of fact, I heard Dale Jr. was talking about that just the other day about you know, leaning on the spoiler and, you know, that, you know, you kind of want to go over there and be yeah. cool. So, what was your thoughts on just being that close?
Well, we actually had went to dinner with Tommy Regan.
Oh, great!
And
wow.
got to meet with him. And in fact, I think we ate the same thing. But man, I couldn't believe how much he was putting down. He goes, "Yeah, I need all these calories, you
right,
know, for driving." It makes sense. And so we actually got to meet him and see his perspective also as a driver and going into the sport and all of that. So
back to golf. See, of course, you know, I tried to talk golf as much as I can because are you going to have Instagram or is he going to Facebook Live me drive, you know, because
I think that we're going to make that official now, Facebook Live now.
Because you're going to, you know, because we could do an additional fundraiser is like how many mulligans does Dave get? You know, I mean, even on a, you know, to pick it up, it's a par friendly tournament, you know, so it's like, you know, I can't do that bad, right? You know, because
right.
and after, you know, I might just stay in the cart because, I mean, with Romero being there, I mean, Romero's going to do all the shots for us, you know, on our team. And of course, I haven't seen Dominic play, but I hear it's pretty bad.
I would suspect so, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen him out there at the course very often. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. I mean, maybe he's playing on that Top Golf.
Maybe, yeah, he's got all his money invested.
Yeah,
there.
I mean, yeah, we're going to get this Top Golf here, and he can spend all his earnings over there. Because, you know, he hangs out at the casino a lot.
Yes, in fact, we had to make a stop on the way in.
Oh, of course, yeah, free coffee, bro. Awesome. Hey, well, thank you very much for coming in, and, of course, we'll give a report next week, and if we can help you out with a coach for kids or anything like that, yeah, we'd love to do that. Maybe, as a matter of fact, we could get together with Uranium Capital and put a box out there and have a coach for kids.
Yeah,
it
sounds great. Yeah, I'm always looking for other opportunities and trying to make it easier. But I do all kinds of stuff all the way to – I also host a haunted house at the mine underground.
And I
donate all the money from that to Coats for Kids, and I also collect cans, and I take that to our local pantry.
Oh, so now so, I got to ask you. I mean, are those mines haunted?
They are when I'm down there.
Oh, great answer. Hey, Chris, thank you for coming in this morning, and we look forward to having a lot of fun on the golf course today.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. Hang on. We got a whole lot more coming up, including Dominic Aragon's going to join us. And we're going to talk a little bit of politics. We're going to talk Donald Trump. That's right. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope for the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team.
At U.S. Eagle, our members own us, so we care about them. Isn't that wonderfully unfinancial? Take Daniel,
He likes member perks that are extra perky, so we give him every perk possible, along with a smile. Then there's Sophia. Sophia wants to know, what are your greatest returns? So we tell her, it's when members like you come back again and again. She pauses and says, great, see you tomorrow. U.S. Eagle Federal Credit Union, where you get all the credit. Visit useagle.org.
Celebrating 50 years, Your Wood Performance has been burning up the competition, giving you the edge on the track and the street. Knowledge of what to use and how to use it. Fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, including the largest selection of hoses and fittings. Torco Racing Fuel in 5-gallon cans. New Mexico's oldest and largest speed shop, Your Wood Performance, 341 Eubank and 9674 Eagle Ranch Road, since 1968. Still serving New Mexico's hot rod scene with Go Fast Parts. YourWoodPerformance.com.
Thinking of finally getting a new Family Fun hot tub? Then buy local and from a company you can trust, Dreamstyle Remodeling. We feature the original hydrotherapy hot tub maker, Jacuzzi, starting at just $54.99. Purchase includes cover and delivery. See a big selection of the best hot tubs made in the world, Jacuzzi, with factory price tags and easy financing up to 24 months, no interest. Hot tub by the best, Jacuzzi. Now at Dreamstyle Remodeling, 1460 Renaissance, across from Sam's Club.
Starlight Bowling Bar and Grill inside Santa Ana Star Casino is New Mexico's best bet for fun.
We should bring the whole family.
Let's play.
Or maybe date night.
Let's go.
Or cosmic bowling every Friday and Saturday night.
Let's roll.
Or plan our next party there.
Let's do it.
From the touchscreen tablets at each lane to the delicious bar and grill, everything's brand new.
Starlight Bowling Bar and Grill inside Santa Ana Star Casino.
Let's bowl.
Security for you, your family, your home, and business has never been more important. Security Source Sales and Service will satisfy your needs. They carry virtually every form of security alarm systems, do-it-yourself access and video security systems, and personal defense products, including tasers and pepper spray. They're the market leader in safe sales, safe repairs, and safe moves. Security Source, your source for security. Visit the Security Source Sales and Service new showroom, open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 10 till 3. 796-1111, 796-1111.
It's a great time for a new Hyundai at Larry H. Miller Hyundai on Coors. Get into a new 2018 Elantra SE from only $15,991 or 0% APR financing plus $1,000 cash back. Plus, employee pricing continues at Albuquerque's number one volume Hyundai dealer with Hyundai Assurance, America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Head west on Coors, across from Cottonwood Mall, or online at LarryHMillerHyundai.com. Driven by you.
Stock number 18770, MSRP 19,095. 0% APR financing plus $1,000 factory incentive. Credit tax and license, $349 service and transfer fee additional. Number one volume Hyundai dealer based on 2017 retail sales. Expires 6/30/18.
You wouldn't overwater your elephant. It's wasteful, and it's not good for the elephant. For the same reason, you wouldn't overwater your yard. Remember to water by the numbers. 1, 2, 3, 2, 1. 1 day per week in March, 2 days per week in April and May, 3 days per week in the summer, and ramp down again in the fall. It's the responsible way to weather the drought. A drought reminder from the Water Authority.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. A lot of drag racing going on, a lot of great events, including the Firecracker Nationals is going to be coming up July 6th. That's Friday, July 6th, Saturday, July 7th. We're actually going to be out there, so mark your calendars, come by, say hi. We're going to be handing out some magazines. As a matter of fact, Lyle Greenberg, his Nitro Funny Car, the Cone Hunter, is on the cover. We're going to have some extra copies there, so Lyle could actually sign them. So come out and check that out. And pick up a copy of the latest magazine. But, you know, they have over 40 events out there at ABQ Dragway, including the second all-out call-out is coming up. So go to abqdragway.com and pick up a schedule. We've got stuff going on every week, including today there's a Gold Rush event with some really high-performance cars. So get on the website, check it out, get on out there and see what's all going on. ABQDragway.com, and it also, it's hard to talk about drag racing without talking about Yearwood Performance and their support of the street to strip event. They got a lot of those going on. You want to make sure you check that out. But 50 years, celebrating 50 years for Yearwood Performance, and it's your home for Go Fast parts. And the really cool thing is they use their parts. They don't only sell them, they use them. So they get you what you need, get you on the road. It saves you time and money, of course, yearwoodperformance.com. But joining us this morning now is Dominic Aragon. How you doing, Dominic?
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me.
So you took a little summer off, came back, you know, to Grants. But along the way, you had an opportunity to actually go to the White House. And tell us a little bit about kind of how that came together.
Sure. I think that was such a cool opportunity because we got to go Monday, May 21st to the White House to go cover NASCAR being honored at the White House. President Donald Trump honored Martin Truex Jr. and members of the Furniture Row Racing team for winning their 2017 NASCAR championship. But that Wednesday before, that's when we got the notice. So we got a five-day notice. This event was going to take place on the South Lawn. NASCAR media members were invited. Myself and our managing editor, Matt Corson, were pre-approved. So Matt texted me. He's like, can we go? I said, let me make some phone calls. And sure enough, we were pre-approved. We submitted all these forms. We were good to go. And I thought, I got to book some airfare now. So that was the quickest turnaround for a trip I've ever had involving an airplane, and booked some tickets to Charlotte. We picked up, or I should say Matt Corson picked us up, and we traveled with Christian Coley of FrontStretch.com and the Motorsports News Source. And we made the, you could call it the 16-hour drive from Charlotte to Washington, D.C., because that should have been a quicker drive. But we had some problems along the way. Almost didn't make it. Matt actually hit a curb out there in Raleigh-Durham, so about halfway up, we weren't even sure if we were going to make it because of the way the lug nuts were. He had those little special lock lugs, so can't find a mechanic at Sunday night, 1 o'clock in the morning into Monday, but we were able to find somebody to help us, and we got the tire replaced at discount, made the drive up to D.C., but we look back on something like that, you don't remember being tired, you don't remember being smelly, you just remember being at the White House. So
yeah.
It was a fun time, and to see the president come with Martin Truex Jr. and his girlfriend Sherry Pollack and honor him there in the 90-degree weather in the South Lawn. It was kind of a quick event, but something you're gonna remember for the rest of your life, no matter who the sitting president is.
Well, and I got to ask you, being from New Mexico, did you have to show a passport?
I will say that the White House security made TSA look like a walk in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy, because the week before, we had to submit our social security numbers, we had to submit our places of residence, everything like that. And then when we got to the White House in our check-in security point, by the time we got to the gate, by the time we got all of our backpacks back with our equipment, it was about 40 minutes. You had to have all these different forms of ID, and then they did like a little sweep of your backpack and all these different machines to walk through as you're going through the security checkpoint there with the Secret Service. So crazy how much security is there, but it makes everybody safe, and you don't mind going through it because you know how much prestige is there at the building.
And how genuine was President Trump with Truex? I mean, because Truex and the Pollack story, I mean, what a better opportunity. Plus, I mean, Furniture Row being from Denver in the middle of the country. And, of course, you know, the whole thing with the national anthem and how Trump has always been really positive with how NASCAR handles it. I've always wondered, is the sincerity real or is this just a photo op?
Well, I feel he was sincere out there and with his intentions. He brought up Sherry Pollack and her battle with cancer and her brave battle and her road to recovery. And he did bring up, because NASCAR executives were there, President Brent Dewar, CEO Brian France, and some other top executives of NASCAR, he made sure to point out, you know what, I appreciate what NASCAR does for the national anthem. And then the next day you have the announcement that the NFL comes out with their policy. So whether it was genuine or politically motivated, That's for the critics to decide, but I feel, in my personal opinion, he was genuine with what he was saying. And, yeah, it was really just cool to have NASCAR be honored on a stage like that. And it shows
right.
that NASCAR has legitimacy when the White House invites you to invite you. And we know that President Obama and President Bush had done it in the past, and I believe it dates back to the 1970s, this practice.
Yeah, well, I always thought that was kind of cool. I mean, you know, the recognizing the football teams and the basketball teams and regardless of what, you know, the rest of the politics are, it was pretty cool to see NASCAR, I mean, just staying consistent with that. But let's talk a little NASCAR. Kind of a crazy season, almost the opposite of last season, if you will, that we have so few winners winning so many races, whereas last year was like, well, could we have 13 winners? You know, and that, which makes it very interesting down the stretch because –
you know, all you got to do is, you know, almost win to punch your ticket in.
Yeah.
Whether you make it past the second round is going to be completely different, because Stuart Haas has been the top, has been, you know, the benchmark to where, you know, finishing for Penske, you know, not having the fastest Fords has got to be a problem. What's your thoughts on so few drivers winning so many races?
I find it very interesting, because it's like, who's going to win the most races? Because Martin Truex now has 3 wins. Clint Boyer has 2 wins. Who would have thought Clint Boyer had
right.
2 wins this so early in the
Not
year?
Not Clint.
Exactly. And you look at Kevin Harvick and Kyle Busch, the dominant drivers, 9 wins between the both of them. I really do wonder if we're going to see our first double-digit winner for the first time since 2007. Jimmy Johnson was the last guy to do that.
Yeah.
And I think Harvick and Busch could actually both do that. Look at the kind of tracks coming up. Chicagoland, Martin Truex has won the last 2 races at the track this weekend. And interesting enough, Martin Truex Jr. has never gone back-to-back in the Cup Series, back-to-back wins in 2 races. So he's followed up twice with second-place finishes. I think this is the weekend he can get that done.
Well, and definitely he's caught momentum. And you know, they do a lot of things right, which is funny, because they went back to the one car team this year, and you thought, well, you know, they don't have the stuff that they can share between the teams, but yet it's been pretty dominant. And of course, you know, Toyota's right there. Are we going to see a Chevrolet win anytime soon?
That's a great question. Outside of the Daytona 500, they've been non-existent this year. And I remember talking with Jimmy Johnson out at Auto Club Speedway, and he said one of the things too is there's not been a lot of testing this year, so that's hurt the Chevrolet teams. You look at the West Coast swing, because of the logistics and the scheduling, teams only had about 45 minutes of practice, so you were already setting up your race run, couldn't even focus on a qualifying run. Not a lot of track time for the Chevrolets, but I would say we've seen Chevrolet kind of start showing a little bit of muscle. We saw a few weeks ago Kyle Larson win the first stage for Chevrolet this year with the Kansas Speedway, but outside of the Austin Dillon win, a lucky win at the Daytona 500, Chevrolet just hasn't shown the speed. And Hendrick Motorsports is running the equivalent of what we saw Roush or Childress running a couple years ago. Weird to see Hendrick Motorsports without a win thus far.
Yeah, it is. It is pretty strange. So when are you getting back out on the circuit?
So I'll be back out next week in Daytona, and then traveling to Kentucky Speedway the week after. Never been to Kentucky, so that's going to be a cool little racetrack. And then
I think it might be a hot little racetrack.
Well, I hope not, because it's supposed to be a Saturday night race. Let's hope the rain doesn't push it back to Sunday.
Yeah, well,
like it has in the past.
Well, the humidity, because you know, it's not the dry heat.
Exactly. The bluegrass states go. It's a whole new animal. And then we'll be out at Pocono Raceway in about 4 weeks. So we'll be going to the next 3 out of 4 NASCAR races after Chicagoland.
Awesome. Well, hey, really appreciate you coming in. And congratulations on the success, continued success with the racing experts and everything you got going. So and you know, of course, you know, being a proud member of Grants, you know, somebody from Grants, and to continue to give back, I mean, I think that you should be recognized for that as well.
Well, I appreciate that. I take a lot of pride in my hometown with Grants, and I can't wait to talk about the tournament next week, how you, me, and our photographer Franklin Romero did. And Chris Madrid was talking about the tournament. It's going to be a great time. You and I were talking earlier this week how we're going to be battling for 98th and 99th. So.
Yeah, the worst of the tournament, absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, but at least I'll be in the top 100.
That is true. You'll be in the top 100. And
I won't be double digits. So.
Came to find out they're only ranking the team, so our team's going to be running for about 32nd. 33rd.
There we go.
Frank's going to carry us, Dave.
There we go. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And, of course, thank you, Chris, for coming in as well. But we've got a whole lot more coming up. Stay tuned. We're going to find out, where is Spencer? You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Hi, this is Martin Truex Jr. You're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN, Albuquerque 101.7, The Team.
This time it was my house and I knew exactly what to do. Bob Brown, ESPN Radio here. I called my buddy Matt and his team at Water Extraction Experts. The problem? A leaky pipe that turned into a big time issue. The dreaded water damage. I needed help and Matt and his crew came right over. They inspected the damage, diagnosed a fix, and the restoration looks better than new. They were prompt, thorough, and very professional. Trust me, these guys are great. So whether it's a flood, fire damage, or mold, turn to Water Extraction Experts, 250-6500.
Summer is here, and the place to feed your golf appetite is the beautiful Cochiti Golf Club. Cochiti is only a 50-minute drive away, but an average of 10 degrees cooler than Albuquerque. Most importantly, it's a beautiful 18-hole championship course layout amongst spectacular vistas. Take advantage of Cochiti Golf Club's four-round special for only $139. That's right, four rounds for just $139, less than $35 a round. For offer details or to book your tee time today, visit CochitiGolfClub.com. That's CochitiGolfClub.com.
Have you or someone you love been seriously injured? You need an experienced attorney. There is no substitute for experience. We at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have been helping people just like you for over 30 years, recovering tens of millions of dollars for their clients. We will help you understand and know your rights. Just call 717-2626 for a free consultation. At the Law Office of Brian K. Branch, we understand there is the easy way to do things and the right way to do things. When you have been seriously injured, you need someone in your corner who knows how to and does things the right way. That's how we at the Law Office of Brian K. Branch have represented our clients for over 30 years. Call us today for a free consultation at 717-2626. We will be right by your side when you need us, fighting for you every step of the way and doing things the right way. Call the Law Office of Brian K. Branch today at 717-2626.
Join Black Mesa Casino every Sunday for the June Cash Giveaway. You could be a lucky winner for a chance to win up to $1,000. Drawing times are 4, 6, and 8 p.m. Hot Seat Cash Drawings are June 5th, 11th, 19th, and 25th from 5 to 8 p.m. Stop in for your chance to win quick cash. And don't miss a chance to earn 10 times ticket entries every Saturday from 8 a.m. to midnight. See Players Club for full details. Black Mesa Casino, where Albuquerque and Santa Fe meet.
Oxford Wealth Advisors is a team of highly trained financial professionals who want to help remove the worry of outliving your money in retirement. Oxford Wealth Advisors utilizes a simple but powerful concept of financial buckets, laddering your assets in five-year increments with the goal of replenishment. Get a clearer picture of your retirement and when you can expect your next paycheck. Call Oxford Wealth Advisors to set up your free consultation today. 891-9800. That's 891-9800.
ESPN Radio 1017 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, the Unser Racing Museum, and Napa Auto Parts. Here is David.
All right, guys, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. It's Brooklyn here. So I just want to tell you a little bit what's going on in ESPN Radio this weekend. At 9 a.m., we got FM Sports Saturday with Fred and Marty. On 5 p.m., we've got the Rockies versus the Dodgers. On Sunday at 2 p.m., we got the Rockies versus the Dodgers again. And on at 6 p.m., we've got the Red Sox versus the Yankees. And on Monday at 4 p.m., we've got the Locker Room with Bob Brown. And at 8 p.m., we got the Pirates versus the Dodgers. So now we've got Spencer Hill joining us for the Where Spencer segment. So, Spencer Hill, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. How are you this morning, Brooklyn?
I'm doing good. So, how's it going out there? Tell me exactly what California Speed Week consists of.
So, I'm out here right now outside the hotel in Lemoore, California. We're going into the final night of what it was, five different days at four different tracks of racing here in California in the micro sprint for the fourth annual California Speed Week. And it's literally the best of the best out here. It's some of the best racing you can ever imagine. All the main events have been absolutely just stellar. Unfortunately, we're not having that great of a week. But I'm learning a lot. It's good to see a lot of old friends, make some new ones, and learn a lot along the way.
So what exactly do you learn from California Speed Week that carries over into the rest of your race season? I know you race locally. So does racing against that immense competition, does kind of those lessons carry over into your regular season?
Oh, absolutely. I think anybody that travels on any circuit will tell you that it does nothing but help you. I mean, it's the best of the best out here. We have multiple Tulsa Shootout winners racing. We have a lot of sprint car drivers that are coming back down to the micro sprints just for this weekend alone, such as Michael Facinto, Jason McDougall, who won a handful of drillers last year. He won a couple races here last year. And it's just so cool to get that many diverse race winners, champions, and just unique personalities all under one roof here at California Speed Week. And to do it at four really diverse racetracks, it shows the true drivers of the sport. Unfortunately, we've been struggling, like I said. It's been a tough go at it so far. The non-wing division's been super stiff this year. But I'm so excited to just take everything that I'm learning out here and apply it to the rest of the season of what I got going on, because the tracks out here are nothing like the tracks in New Mexico. Every night they've had a monster cushion, and I'm not talking, you know, just a couple inches tall. I'm talking at least a foot tall up on the top. You have to wall ride around here, and it's so cool. I'm so blessed to be down here, and I really couldn't do it without the help of VP Racing Fuels, SEH Motorsports, Hassel Racing, 26 Promotions, Bell Helmets, and Matt's Mobile Detailing to get me out here, because it's so much fun, Brooklyn, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Definitely. Always got to get those sponsors in.
Absolutely.
So when I was looking up about California Speed Week, I think the most surprising, most interesting thing that I found was that there's drivers from three different countries there, the United States, Canada, and Australia. I mean, you don't get the opportunity to race against that many drivers that often. So I thought that was super cool.
Yeah, and not only that, there's also drivers from 12 different states here in the U.S. Mm-hmm. So it really pulls names from everywhere out of the hat, and you get competition unlike anywhere else. I mean, the only thing I could possibly compare it to, if you want to even use that word, is the Tulsa Shootout or the Chili Bowl, where you get literally the best of the best from all around the world. Liam Williams, he's from Australia. That's the Australian driver. He's had a really, really good show so far this week. And it just shows that no matter where you are in the world, racing is strong still. And it's good to see that people are still willing to come out and come to these big shows to put on a good, good show for all the fans.
Definitely. So being the only driver from New Mexico, do you have that pressure on your shoulders to represent?
I do. I mean, it's weird because you don't want to put, you know, almost faux pressure on yourself. But I want to make the home state proud. I really do. And unfortunately, I mean, we've just, I don't know if it's, some of it's been luck, some of it's been that we put it on ourselves this week. But I have yet to make it into an A main so far, which is really unlike me. We've had the speed to do it, but, you know, the first two nights I kind of messed up qualifying, or we missed the setup a little bit. And then in the B main on Wednesday night at Delta Speedway in Stockton, California, I was going towards heading into the A main. I was almost to a transfer position, and then I got taken out pretty hard. So that broke the car. We've got it fixed for last night, which was it was a really good race. I mean, we had a much better setup on the car, and unfortunately in the B main, I was on the cushion. I was going for the final transfer spot. They take the top three out of the B mains, and I was riding really, really hard on the cushion. Driver in front of me bobbled, and we made contact, and it tore up the car once again. And unfortunately, we have a lot of work to do to get it back turned around for Lemoore tonight. I'm going to have to go down here in a couple minutes and call up a local chassis builder, CS9, and see if we can use their welder and buy a couple parts. Otherwise, I don't know if we're going to make the show tonight.
That's always so frustrating thing about racing. You go and you travel to all these different states, and then one small little thing can just completely ruin the night. And that's probably the most frustrating thing when it comes to racing, is that sometimes you just can't fix it in time, and sometimes you just have to accept that. And that's always a heartbreaker for any racer.
Yeah, and when you're on the road like this, it's very hard to you can't expect the unexpected.
Exactly.
And I'm pretty sure almost every driver will tell you that all the parts that they have in the trailer, it's always the one part you don't have you need to compete the next night. And unfortunately, that's the case for us, because what happened last night was, when I made contact with another driver, it actually tore my front bumper and the spuds that get welded to the chassis to hold the front bumper in place. It tore it completely off the car and sent the front bumper flying off of turn four and out into the woods. And we couldn't find it, and it's going to be really hard to make repairs. So we're kind of scrambling this morning.
You know, the good thing about racing, the racing family as well, is that anyone's pretty much willing to help. So I think you'll be in good hands out there, and I wish you the best of luck with getting that car back ready for tonight.
Thank you. I really do appreciate it. It's going to be a good one. Lemoore is the most like track to anything that I do out in New Mexico, so I'm feeling really good if we do get it fixed.
Nice. So how has this year, 2018 California Speed Week, compared to the 2017 California Speed Week? Because I know you did that as well.
Yeah, actually last year was going a lot more smooth than this year. I'm not sure why. It's all the same tracks. We brought a little bit different setup, but nothing totally out of whack. I think the amount of people is about the same too. It's just one of those luck deals. I think last year there was no expectations, and this year you come in and you want to do better than the year before. And unfortunately, we've just, between luck and putting ourselves in bad positions, we've just really struggled this year, which is really unusual, because we've been having a really good season up to date. Out of six races, I've won four, and we feel like we brought a lot of good speed here. But, I mean, obviously the drivers out here, everybody that competes in this event has won at least one main event.
Okay.
And that's what it comes down to, is everybody is about the same speed, and it's so hard to make passes. And one thing that I really struggle with out here is qualifying. And last night I did a lot better in qualifying, but I had an early draw, and the track was getting better and better. So unfortunately, it was all for nothing almost, because it put me in about the same spot that I've been qualifying all week, where I've messed laps up. And so it's just so hard to be perfect out here, but I'm doing the best I can. And I'm feeling pretty good about Lemoore tonight after we make these adjustments and fixes to the car.
Good. So I know that you're great at keeping all of your friends and family up to date with each race, always having people tweet out how you're doing throughout the race. So if the people listening now want to follow the rest of the Speed Week events, how can they do that?
Yeah, so you can follow. They do have live pay-per-view coverage on www.fast4media.com this week. It's just the final night, so $20 is the price tag for tonight's coverage. And then if you don't want to do that, I'll also have updates on www.spencerhill-racing.com. My Facebook page is Spencer Hill Racing. Twitter and Instagram are both at Spencer_Hill4, and I'll be updating throughout the weekend as well on the New Mexico Motorsports Report social medias.
All right, that's super awesome. So who do you have winning the Overton's 400 at Chicagoland Speedway, Spencer?
I think it's going to be hard to count out a name like Martin Truex Jr. He's had a lot of momentum rolling into this weekend after a strong showing at Sonoma. And, I mean, he did win the race last year, so it's going to be really, really hard to beat him and Cole Pearn up on the pit box, because together, I mean, it's just, they're really getting into their own this year again, too. So not only are they going to be a strong shower for the Overton's race today, or tomorrow, excuse me, but they're also going to be a really strong contender for the championship once again.
I agree. And something I'm most excited about is to hear Dale Jr. up in the announcer's booth for the first time tonight. I know that you race and you announce, so what are your thoughts on that?
It's awesome. I can't wait to go back and watch the coverage from NBC, because it's a very different job for a race car driver to jump into the announcer's booth. I mean, you're so used to being so actively involved in the race, but you aren't used to talking your way through it, perhaps. And so that's one thing that I've really learned between my racing duties, announcing duties, spotting duties, and everything like that. I'm really trying to diversify myself And announcing has got to be one of the harder things that a race car driver can do, because they have to be on top of it the whole time. And I think Dale Jr. is going to be a great analyst Sunday when they go to Chicagoland, because he's obviously so well liked by everybody. He has a lot of great opinions about the sport, and he's going to be a great addition to NBC.
Good. Well, thank you so much for coming on today, Spencer. Good luck tonight.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. So you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report. Tune in every Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for the latest in automobile and motorsports-related activities here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.